Thank you for visiting our website today. You are listening to one of our Sunday sermons from Grey City Church.
Good morning. I want to look from a passage of a question that was asked by John the Baptist. The question that he asked is this: are you the one? Are you the one? I'm not talking about the SBS show when they are looking for a life partner. But this is a question that the prophet John the Baptist, he asked, are you the one? It's taken from Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 6. Joshua, the PowerPoint, please. I want to read from Matthew chapter 11, from verse 1 to verse 6. If you have the Bible, you turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 6. And it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their city. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Jesus of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the things which you heard and see. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. This question that John the Baptist sent two of his disciples to ask Jesus Christ, are you the coming one? Or do we look for another? Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for the reading of your words this morning. We ask that you will speak powerfully into our hearts and you will renew our faith, renew our belief of what Christmas is all about, God. That as the world centers on Christmas in different dimensions, may we, O God, come and center Christmas on your Son, on what you have done for us. So we commit this time to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Are you the one? Throughout history, men have asked, men have questioned, and men have even investigated and searched if Jesus is what he claimed to be. Jesus claimed he is God. Jesus claimed he is the Messiah, the one promised to the nation of Israel. Jesus claimed that he is the Son of God. He even claimed that he is the Savior of the world. This is the claim that Jesus has made. But are these claims true? Are these claims true? Many has claimed to be God's representative, God's mouthpiece, God's prophet, and some even claim themselves to be God. They came and went. They live and die. But Jesus Christ, is he the same like the rest of those people, or is he the one promised by God, or should we be looking for another one? You know, when I look at the Bible, there are so many prophecies that are told about the coming of Jesus Christ. You look at the Old Testament, almost every writer has talked about the coming of Jesus Christ. In fact, the Old Testament gives us details, many details of how Jesus is to come and when he is to come. Is he the Savior of the one, of the world? I want you to know, Jesus Christ is the one. No other except Jesus Christ. He is the one, and we do not need to look for another or wait for another. John the Baptist was in prison. And he was in prison because he was speaking the truth, God's truth. In a moment of great discouragement, he asked his disciple to ask Jesus this question: are you the promised Messiah? Are you the coming one, or should we look for another? Are you the one we have been waiting and waiting for? Or should we be waiting for another one? The whole nation of Israel waited for the coming of the promised Messiah to be fulfilled as recorded in the Old Testament prophecy. And they waited with great expectation. They waited with great delight. Every pregnant Israelite woman, when they are pregnant, they wonder, is the child in the womb? Is he a son? And if he is a son, is he the Messiah? Every Israelite woman, that when they are pregnant, they look towards that day, will this be the Messiah that is promised? It's not like today. Today, when you are pregnant, after a few months, they can tell you whether it's a boy or a girl. But in those days, they have to wait for the time to come to see whether it's a boy or it's a girl. And when it comes out, if it's a boy, is he the promised Messiah? John the Baptist and the nation of Israel expected God to do certain thing. And what were they expecting God to do? That they will give them a Messiah to deliver them from the Roman oppression. Because of this Old Testament reading, here is your God. He is coming with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. So the whole nation of Israel, in a time of oppression, will look at God. You promised us a Messiah. And when you come, you will take vengeance for us. You will deliver us. You will set us free from oppression. But Jesus came. He came with a message which was different from what the Israelites were looking for. He came with a message of hope to a people that were oppressed. Jesus came and he was doing all the things, healing, teaching, restoring life, that was not possible unless God is with him. So John questioned, are you the one? It's still very today. When we see the world, when we see the condition of the world, the trouble of the world, the injustice of society, the cruelty of humanity, when we see the war that is happening around this world, many of us will say, Jesus, you came. I thought you're going to change the world. You're going to change the peace. You're going to bring order to this world. But Jesus, since the day you came, the world has become worse and worse. Sometimes you ask God, what is happening? What is wrong? Are you the one? Or should we be looking for another? This morning, as the world and we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, the first coming of Jesus Christ, I want to declare to you from the Word of God, the unchanging Word of God that has stood time and test, from God's Word, that Jesus Christ is the one and the only one. No one before him, no one after him. No one, no other except Jesus Christ. He's the one promised by God, sent by God, and he's the one that went back to God. He's the one promised by the Creator God to Adam and Eve. The first couple who disobeyed God and sin entered humanity. All the troubles in the world, the trouble in families, the trouble in marriage, the trouble in society, all the trouble that we see today is the consequences of sin. Jesus Christ, the promised one, came with this purpose. What is his purpose? To destroy the work of Satan. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, this is what God said. I am declaring war between you and the woman, between your offspring and her. He will wound your head and you will wound his heel. This is God's declaration that he is the one sent by God to destroy the work of Satan. Religion cannot destroy the work of Satan. No education can. No man can. Only Jesus Christ, the promised one, that can destroy the work of Satan. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 states the purpose of the birth of Jesus Christ into our broken world. You know, our world is getting more broken each day. You heard of families, friends, those close to you, those far away from you, how broken they are. To this broken world, let me declare it to you that he is the one for this purpose. The Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. He is the promised one. He's the one foretold by Moses. In the Old Testament, when Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt in their journey, he is the Passover lamb. He is the bread from heaven. In their journey, when they were hungry, God sent them the bread. And Jesus Christ is the bread of life. He is the rock when they were thirsty. God sent them water through the rock. He is the smitten rock. When they were sick, God judged the bronze serpent. God is the healer. He is the one, and the one that is promised by Moses to the nation of Israel, the coming of the prophet, just like Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. And I will rise up a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell the people everything I command you. That Moses said, if you see me as a prophet sent by God, God is going to send you another one greater than me. Another one that will show you who God is. And so, I want to declare to you, the one that Moses talked about, it is Jesus Christ, the promised one. Spoken by Isaiah. As the promised Messiah to the nation of Israel. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah foretold this prophecy to the nation of Israel. And then he said in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Everything that you ever need in your life for counseling, for power, for a father, for peace is found in Jesus Christ. He is the one, and there is no other. When Isaiah gave that prophecy, it was 700 years later, on the same word that Matthew quoted in the gospel. The fulfillment of this prophecy in Isaiah 7, 14 and 9, 6. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. This is one of the most best known prophecy in the Bible concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. As told, the virgin Mary shall conceive a son. He shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. I want you to know that God has an amazing knowledge, infinite knowledge and power, that he has the capacity and the ability to tell the future and foretell the future and with perfect precision. He has the power to bring his prophecy, to bring what he promised to humanity to pass. That even a virgin conceive a child. Never heard of, never will happen again. Jesus Christ is the one. So accurate is the prophecy of Jesus Christ coming that God is even able to say where he would be born. Could you say about your life? Which day you will be born? Where you will be born? When you will be born? The Bible says, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. Where he will be born? Pinpoint. In the Bible. If you have GPS, you realize that sometimes GPS don't bring you to the place you want to go to. How many of you realize that? It is not perfect. But when God pinpoint the place where Jesus is to be born, it is so accurate, it is so perfect. He foretold it in Malachi, chapter 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephratah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel will come from you, one whose origin are from the distant past. Jesus will be born in Bethlehem. The three wise men followed the star, traveled a long distance, and came to Jerusalem, asking where the Messiah is to be born. They went to the wrong place. They asked the wrong person. They asked Herod. He is a murderer. But when they came out from Herod's palace, they saw the shining star. And they followed the shining star. And the star led them where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem. They came from a far distance. They found him with great joy. They bowed down and worshipped baby Jesus. They opened their treasure chest and gave him gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I pray that you will do likewise today on this Christmas. He is the one, no other, that you will lay your life to him. He's the one, the greatest gift of God to humanity. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever that believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. That God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. He is the one, the greatest gift. And when God sent the greatest gift, it's suitable for all ages, for all races, for all generations, for all seasons. You don't have to wait for Christmas to receive Jesus Christ. He is ready for you any day, any minute, any second of the day. A gift that never loses its value, its worth, its importance. No matter how rich you are, you cannot afford to buy. No matter how poor you are, you can still have it. This is the greatest gift for today, tomorrow, and forever. And that gift is in a person called Jesus Christ. He is the one and none other, and none coming after him. You see, as I share with you from the Bible, none of these events or prophecy was fulfilled by chance, by guessing, or by coincidence. They were precise predictions made by a God that knows everything. The God of the Bible that repeated again and again that what he say, he has perfect knowledge and he knows the past, the present, and the future events. And when God made that promise, his hand orchestrated the seen and the unseen, the visible and the invisible. His hand orchestrated nation, kings, and individual life to usher in the birth of Jesus Christ, the first coming of Christ into the world, the coming of God into the world. The word became flesh to us. We call incarnation. That he came to dwell among us. He did not come to reject us. He did not come to show you are you and me is me. He came to dwell among us so that He can show us who the Father is, so He can show us who God is, and He can show us His love and His life, that we may believe in Him and follow Him and be like Him. I want you to know this morning, you can have complete confidence that God will make good of all His promises. What He say will come to pass. Nothing will fall short of God's fulfilling His promises. What He make, He will bring it to pass. You can believe in Him and you can trust Him for your life, for your future. He is the one. Are you the one? Or should we be looking, waiting for another? This morning, let me declare to you, Jesus Christ is the one. There is no other. If He is the one, how should I respond to Him? This is what Jesus said. The word of Jesus to John's disciple is, go and tell. Tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the leper are cleansed, the deaf ears are opened, the dead are raised, the poor have received the good news. What does it mean? It means that when Jesus Christ comes, He is never the same. It means that when Jesus Christ comes, He reverses things. He brings change. The dead is now alive. The blind can see. The lame can walk. When the gift of Christ comes into your life, when you believe in Jesus Christ, God will bring change into your life. The old is gone. The new has begun. Jesus said, My response as a believer of Christmas, because of who Jesus is, my response is to go and what? And tell. Go and tell about my new life, about my changed life. Go and tell of the everyday miracles that occur in my life. Go and tell the miracles that I've seen and heard. And never stop looking, never stop seeking, never stop serving, never stop telling. Until that great and glorious day when Jesus Christ come back again the second time. This is my response. I go and tell because I'm a believer. What about if I'm a believer, my heart has grown cold. I have put God aside. I know Him, but I have put Him aside. And today I want you to know, let Christ, the one and the only one, and the only meaning of Christmas, rekindle your love for Him. If you have believed in Christ and you have go cold today, your response is, God, bring this gift afresh into my heart. What about if I don't believe in Christmas? Then I want you to know, He came not to condemn you, not to judge you, but to save you, to change you, that you may open your hearts to Him and believe in Him and let Him bring change and meaning to your life. The story of Jesus Christ's birth 2,000 years ago is still as powerful today when hearts believe He is the one sent by God. He is the one that returned back to God. He is the Savior of the world. He died for our sin. He came as the baby Jesus, but He returned as the risen, glorified Lord and God, and will judge all mankind. Today, choose whether He will be your Savior or your judge. Let me ask the worship team to come back. As we bow our head this morning, are you the one? Are you the one? Let me tell you, He is the one. There is no other. Before Him or after Him.
This is the end of the message. We trust you have been blessed and encouraged from today's sermon. Please contact the church by email or call in with the phone number shown on the website if you need any help or would like further information about the church.